Jackson?
Nope.
You're good.
Really? Well, I don't know, mail hasn't been very good lately. It went out on Friday.
You got yours yet? We got ours. It went down.
It's good.
What do you mean you can't be done? Well, the tax money is a skip, and he's been working with me on this. He's getting they call the tax money switch. Because their equalization is like 108%, and we kept our budget down, that 2.6% increase by the county didn't hurt us at all. It hurt us, but as much as did everybody else. The tax that we got switched on one town didn't have a higher equalization.
You would need to probably be a staffer, like, you know, good work here.
Well, you know, Storm Rome Springer lives down in the corner down here. He used to be a non-veteran. He's a kind of a corker. He saw me Hanford yesterday. He got all mad. I'll fly. What's mad at you? What did you quit for? What do you mean what I quit for? You sick or something? I said,
yeah.
Huh?
But yeah, this is going to go up. You're being recorded.
I don't care.
Okay, good. Just for my.
Hell, do I care? I says, well, Cassie approached me about running for office. I said, I don't find it. He says, you're kidding. I said, no.
It would be hard.
I appreciate everything you've done for us. He says, but I don't. You shouldn't have quit. I said, I didn't quit. I just stepped down for a couple of years. We'll see what happens. He says, well, I want you to come back. I said, let's see what happens in a couple of years. There's other people out there with intelligence besides me. Mm-hmm. And he says, you don't understand what you've done. I didn't think it could be done. I thought, you're kind of a bullshitter. He said, well, you actually, my taxes went down. And he said, you could do that.
Okay.
I says, yeah. I says, talk with Jerry Skip. I mean, he knows how the system works now. I've been working with him on it. You got somebody on the board who knows how the system works with the system.
Morning, Rob.
Morning.
I said, you got to keep it up around 100%. You got to make sure they at the county level, they keep it with the deal. Jeff wanted to make another 100. I said, Jeff, I'm not going 100. It's 107, 110. I said, no, I'm putting it up for 100%. I said, then go to why? If it gets to the state, I'm going to challenge you again. I'm going back to 106. Why are you going to take care of our taxpayers from that tax for 6% interest? Is that true?
Yeah. What is our equalization rate?
108.
Is Cassie coming, you know?
Yeah, he did, but they went on far enough.
He got this, a
yeah, the one we have now,
yeah.
She's taking it down some more. And the problem is, it's not actually the structures themselves, it's the property values that's been all screwed up.
Okay.
Like this one, this one is screwing around with this thing. I got to the colony and I started going, like, the things ain't adding up to me. Because I've talked to you and Alex about this too before. I'm going, the numbers just don't add up with this assessment thing. So I said to him one night, I said, you were involved with the rebel, yeah. I said, how did they get that number? I said, I know about the 550, but if the number is still 5% too high. And he smiled at me, Jeff. And I said, what did he smile about? You figured it out. I said, well, how did he said, when we get all done, the numbers still weren't high enough?
Yeah.
So we put another 5% on top of everybody's assessment. I said, what? How you doing, old timer? I says, you what? He says, yeah, we couldn't get the property values up to what the anticipated real estate market was going to be. I said, we didn't anticipate it. He said, we thought it was going to keep going up. It didn't. It flying down went the other way.
I said,
you know. He says, you realize what I said, you want to do for our taxpayers. He says, I know. And he says,
No, not at the moment.
I said, well, I said, you're not doing, helping me at all. That's what you're doing. So your oversized, this town's oversized by about 15% too high. Compared to other towns. The young lady in the north section, and she knows that, and she's working on it. She knows what she's going to do is get the, she's got to get the property values down. That's what's
wrong. Okay.
So did I miss anything?
Pardon?
Did I miss anything?
Did I
do anything other than
just signing bills?
No, we just, it's all like, prior to meeting, that's all. Hi, Ted. How's everything going?
Great.
See that.
Not obvious.
What?
I came all the way up here, in the middle of the day, to witness this.
Why didn't you bring snacks?
Sucks to be you, I guess. She did get her.
So.
A lot of taxes coming in already?
A few. Quite a few calls, people don't think. Yeah, just kind of. Doctor, she'll send me about the, well, Margaret, I can't go through till January.
Got them all signed? Got more?
No, I think it's so much.
You're bleeding on this end too?
Yes.
Go outside?
There's some weed bleed I get looking at.
Huh?
Bills.
Ow.
Yes?
No. Okay, nervous.
I love it.
Did we have my old one?
Yeah.
I
next week, right? On the phone?
I'm way better about an hour. I'm running roads. Some of the town roads are pretty good. Three separate towns are. It's cold. Yeah. They cleared out now.
It's kind of weird.
Stephen Young. Oh, yeah, they've been out.
Is Henry gone? Are they in his truck? Is Henry gone? Are they not in his truck yet?
They haven't run in his truck. I will definitely be done with this. I think it's great.
Are you going with that? Just drawing dirt?
Sand.
Oh, yeah.
Where does he get that sand? That red sand.
Okay, great, that.
Well, there's three different sources. I think the one you're talking about is probably Morningstar. Is that what you guys switched over to?
Yeah, it's getting the salt a lot, but.
Yeah, it's Morningstar. It's quite
a lot. Cost a lot more, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to do a transfer. We got to transfer money from, Separate contractual from 81355.4, $198.11 to, and also from the contractual, or continuing, excuse me, 81990.4, $792.89 to the assessor's equipment, A13355.2, assessor's equipment. Then we got another one. It's town clerk contractual, A1410.4 to A1410.2 town clerk equipment, $54.97. Motion to take and move the money. Make the transfer.
Make a motion to move the money as transferred. Transfer.
Second. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Do you have anything to say what this for?
The first one was for the assessor's new computer. And the second one, you'll have to ask her, what's your contractual money?
It was just the transfer from my contractual to my equipment because I purchased the shredder. It was suggested that some things be shredded, so we.
Got any minutes?
No, I don't.
Okay. Anything else?
I got nothing.
By the 20th, make sure you're taking blue and orange reports, that's all. You got any problems? Anything on the open, anything else that?
I think so.
Then just tell me. Make sure it's open arms.
They all want to know where the name Catherine came from. We used it the other day.
Know the real you.
Yep. And it looks like Danny Lindsay, no, Jimmy Lindsay will be the. He's the only one that.
Anybody else do the budget office or something? Been pleased to work with you all. Done a great job. You really have. You're good to work. Good for people to work with.
Well, I think you gave it. I think you gave it your best.
We did fun. But you could look at that. Show you what you got.
It's supposed to go down by 25%.
Excuse that?
It was supposed to go down by 25%.
All of us.
Well, considering everybody else's is going up, if we didn't go up, I think we're doing good.
We wouldn't have the 25% if we had the right people to work with. Not you. You guys did fine. Motion to adjourn.
Public comment?
Go ahead.
Last week was the 1-year anniversary of the Newtown Massacre. As I'm sure most of you are aware, my wife's employer received an anonymous letter regarding me of a political nature that obviously came from this township. This was 6 days after the Democratic caucus. You know, it's tough enough for an elementary principal to go to work every day, not knowing whether they're going to come home at night, whether they're going to see their family. And to think that somebody would sink to the level of not just attacking me, but my family and threatening my wife's job, it's pretty disgusting. And let's face it, if it didn't come out of this room, it came from a clean sweeper supporter. I don't think Ms. Bass had anything to do with this,
mm-hmm.
But there's at least one elected official who's had a narrative in this town of trying to say that I'm a public safety risk. For instance, the current town supervisor took a reporter from the Eagle, Ashley Morris, aside, and said that I was a public safety risk regarding the security measures that we took for the town clerk and the assessor. at the March, when there had been an audit by OCA that suggested it. At the April 2012 town board meeting, the supervisor spent more than 5 minutes talking about public safety risks, how people didn't want to come to meetings, making insinuations. Let's face it, it was about me. So it's a short list of people that would do something like that. What kind of country do we live in where you'd go after somebody's family just to keep them out of office?
Did you notify the proper authorities, Ted, or?
Gerald, I'm not going to go into it.
Okay.
Why are you bringing it up?
Because you know damn well.
I know.
You know damn well it was the wrong thing to do.
You saw I don't know what took place, so I don't know what.
I don't
either.
I know nothing about it.
So. You know, you're telling me I do, but I don't. I'd have to have a lot more details to know what actually took place and whether it was justified or not. Just to make a blank thing, because you say so means very little.
So after 4 years of incompetence, arrogance, and hypocrisy, what'd you get out of it? What'd you get out of it? Taxes didn't go down. You were against annual revales before, then you were for them. Wasted nearly $8,000 on a lawsuit. $20,000 on a grant that just squandered $20,000 for high-speed internet. The list goes on. What'd you really achieve?
I don't think that was squandered or wasted. The town did need
$100 a month would have got you satellite for about the equivalent of $5,000 over the next 5 years.
Yeah, but I thought that wasn't capable of downloading what Heather needed.
Absolutely was.
I mean, that was the big controversy at the time, that nobody had 4G.
The bottom line is, one of you clean sweepers is a sick, pathetic coward that you go after my wife's job.
I don't know how you
let Well, unless you want to elaborate, we can't really talk about this. Because we don't know what took place.
I don't know what.
You're just throwing out mud and.
Sore loser, Ted. You always have been. Have a nice day. Keep up the good work.
Really, what kind of coward would do that, Beaver?
You. How about Beaver's blunders?
You're not above it, because I've been at the brunt of your wrath before as well.
But I was willing to put my name on it. Some coward
went
after my
But I did not go after you. I ignored it. I stepped above it.
Some people have more credibility than you have, Ted. That's what happens. We go above you. We don't think we bring ourselves on your level.
Not the person who went after my wife's job. Right? You know, Mr. Watkins, my first interaction with you was through the rescue squad. And you weren't in a very good state the first two times I met you. I felt sorry for you then. And I feel sorry for you now.
Shouldn't have been there then. Because I don't need your help. I never will have. People like you don't deserve to be around this town, believe me.
You did on that day.
You did on
those 2 days.
No, I didn't. Because my daughter-in-law made a mistake, and she shouldn't have called anybody. Sucks to be you, Ted. Really does. It's a shame to watch somebody like you sit around and think and throw snowballs, though. I get a kick out of people like you. You're like a little kid in kindergarten classroom. Sitting in the corner making spitballs and throwing at people.
I think that's how you got in the office.
Guys, I think this is counterproductive. We're ending on a bad note, which was basically a good year, so I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting, and I accept and I feel bad about what happened for you, Ted, but I don't want you to
and
be
you
reached
out to me when?
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
All right.
Thank you. Keep your sandbox, Ted. Keep playing. Let's see a copy of the letter. Let's see if Larry copied it.
Well, 6 days later. 6 days after the caucus. Thank you for the use of your town.
Yes, sir. You want that for that?
Some of us don't come prepared.
Hopefully, I didn't give you any
I didn't know what to do. I don't know.
Well, I was planning on being prepared, and then Douglas told me I had to help for the show.
First of 11 o'clock.
Can you tell her, James?
No, I think it's just one of the speech.
this later.